we will kick things off by taking a look at the leaderboards. It's your Tire Kingdom Leaderboard Report, brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And the PGA Tour, the week before the first major of the year, is in Houston, Texas. The Shell Houston Open at the Redstone Golf Club, just outside of Houston in Humble, Texas. And rain delayed opening round on Thursday, so that set everything back as far as schedule goes for the entire week. And they were ended due to darkness yesterday during the third round. So an abbreviated third round. They will be back on the course this morning in just about 15 minutes, 7:30 local time. The players will be back on the course. So the abbreviated third round leaderboard looks like this. Bo Van Pelt is leading at 11 under par. He is 5 under through 8 holes on his third round. He will, of course, start back up in just about 15 minutes, 11 under par over. Overall, one-shot lead over four men. Freddie Couples, Paul Casey, Tommy Armour III, and Colton Ost are all at minus 10. And then you've got six players, another shot back at 9 under par. Lee Westwood, Ryan Moore, Jonathan Bird, Jeff Ogilvie, Jason Bone, and Robert Carlson. So some really big names here, Pat, near the lead. Nobody has finished their third round. Actually, Greg Norman finished his third round. He shot a 70. So only a couple of groups have finished their third round. Most of the course, most of the field will be back on the course this morning in just about 15 minutes, 7:30 local time, to finish their third rounds. And then they will not repair. They will immediately go and tee off on their final round. So the same pairings that are playing today's third round are going to be playing the final round.
Well, you mentioned, Russ, I mean, this has been just weather delayed. I mean, like you talked about rain, they had a wind delay, I believe, and it just has really thrown things off. So this is going to be a testament to somebody's internal fortitude to get through today. As you mentioned, stopping, starting, having to play more than, you know, 18 holes, all that kind of stuff. So you might want to skew towards some type of a veteran presence, but also the physical nature of playing that much golf has to add into it. So it might not be somebody in their 40s or above, but it might not be somebody in their 20s. Somebody in their 30s might end up winning this thing, just because you need a little bit of experience how to deal with all these conditions, plus the stamina to get through what's going to be a difficult day. So, you know, a guy like Bo Van Pelt, you know, the problem with him is he's never won before, so he's going to have that issue. But you got a guy like Freddie Couples on the older side. Can he handle, you know, this much golf today? Or Tommy Armour III? I don't know. So this is one of those you can look 3 or 4 or 5 shots off the lead and maybe find somebody that's eventually going to win this thing.
You know, I really like what the Shell Houston Open has done the last couple of years, really making a positive out of what has been, you know, in years past on the PGA Tour, it's kind of traditionally been looked at as a negative to have a spot on the schedule 1 week before a major. It really hurts. I mean, there's a lot of players that, you know, from year to year, their game plan is to not play the week before a major. Tiger Woods is a perfect example. He is one of the guys, and there's many of them on the PGA Tour, that take the week right before a major off, practice at their home club, whatever it is, and then get up to the major venue. In this case, it's Augusta National. Tiger's probably already in Augusta and play a couple of rounds the weekend before the tournament starts. So that's the MO of a lot of tour players. So it's been looked at traditionally as kind of a negative to have a spot on the schedule a week before a major. But what the Shell Houston Open is doing, they're making it a positive. They have totally changed the setup of the Redstone Golf Course out there in Humble, Texas, the last couple of years. They're mowing the greens much, much closer. The speeds on the greens are stimping at 12 and 13, very similar to Augusta. They've got rid of real deep rough. They have a first cut, much like Augusta National now has the first cut, and that's a new thing for the Masters the last decade. But their first cut in Houston is only like an inch and a half deep. So, you know, the setup of the course out there in Houston is really similar to Augusta National. And over the last couple of years, players are catching on to this. And the field this week is pretty phenomenal. Sergio, Vijay, Jeff Ogilvie. I mean, a lot of big names out there in Houston. I think this is a good kind of thinking outside the box technique.
Well, and I think, you know, what people need to understand, right, us that don't maybe follow golf super closely, is just what you said. What they're doing with the course setup, they're trying to mimic conditions at Augusta. Obviously, this is not Augusta. They'd have to blow up the whole course and redo it as Augusta if they really wanted to mimic it. But on the PGA Tour, from week to week, the like you said, the green speeds are at a certain speed. They're usually, I think, 10 or 11, and the rough is always a uniform height. And again, they've made it different here to you know, sort of fare the same as the Masters. So really, this is kind of outside the box thinking, as you you said, because from week to week on the regular PGA Tour, the greens and the rough are always at the same height and speed. That's just the way the PGA Tour wants it. So to allow the Houston Open to do this has made them be able to attract some of the top players. I think I saw some graph on NBC like 2 years ago. They got two out of the top 10. Last year they got like four of the top 10. This year they got eight out of the top 10 guys to play in this thing. So
that is awesome.
It shows that it's working.
Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. We are entrenched in our Tiger. Tiger.
Man, he's on your mind already,
it's
Russ.
It's Tire Kingdom, not Tiger Kingdom, although you
they
might.
Could, that's a good, maybe they ought to rename themselves.
Yeah, get Tiger
on board.
You don't
have to pay Tiger about $10 million
bucks
to do that.
Call it Tiger Kingdom. No, it's Tire Kingdom, actually. Leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. And real quickly before we break, got to take a look at the LPGA leaderboard because it is their first major of the year, the Kraft Nabisco Championship in Rancho Mirage, California, Mission Hills Country Club. And after three rounds of play, Christy McPherson is your leader at 8 under par 208. Christy Kerr in solo second at minus 7. Brittany Lincecum, the first round leader, is solo third at minus 6. Jimin Kang and Lindsey Wright are both at 4 under par. Christina Kim at minus 3. Megan Francella and Catherine Hull, Helen Alfredson, all three of those ladies are at 2 under par. Going into today's final round, Pat, kind of a mixed bag at the top. Christy McPherson still looking for her first career win. And then you've got Christy Kerr, a seasoned veteran, a number of wins on the LPGA Tour, including a major, the 2007 U.S. Open.
Well, I know we're going to talk a little bit more about this because it is their first major and as we go along. But can I give you one pet peeve, Russ, before we go further?
Absolutely, please.
How many Golf Channel big breaks have there been? About 30 so far?
Way too many. About
every time now you see on the Golf Channel the leaderboard, like Christy McPherson was in the big break. I don't know which one, maybe 5 years ago, but it has to say big breaks Christy. I'm like, come on, just put her name up there. I don't care if she was in, one of these versions of the big break, but that's my pet peeve.
I detest it as well. I detest when, these networks, ESPN's is guilty of it many a times. Golf Channel is getting that way as well. Just promoting themselves so much, sometimes to the detriment of the broadcast. And I think that's a good example of it, Pat.
I mean, she's a good player. Obviously, she's leading a major. Why have to give your own little self-promotion in there and say, big breaks, Christy, or big breaks, Tommy, two gloves, Gainey, or whatever? Yeah. I'm like, just put their name up there.
Listen, I share your sentiment on that one. Absolutely.
At least in majors. In majors, can we make that rule?
It's pretty cheesy, so I hope they can stop doing that, but they probably won't. Last note on the Kraft Nabisco Championship. You've got to go all the way down to the bottom. In fact, the very last name on this leaderboard, Michelle Wee, back-to-back 9-over-par 81s on the weekend, has her going into today's final round 25 shots off the lead. She is at plus 17, 233. She made the cut on the number at plus 8 on Friday. They only cut about 25 players. I know this is another one of your pet peeves, Pat, is the LPGA Tour cut. It's not half the field. It's usually like a third of the field or even a quarter of the field misses the cut. And it's almost like this week they said, all right, where's Michelle Wee at? Plus 8? Okay, that's our cut. Only 25 players get cut? Nah, no big deal. Michelle Wee's in for the weekend. She shoots another 9-over par 81 yesterday. She has no shot of sniffing the top 20, and I am awfully surprised by this performance.
I'm shocked, to say the least, because the 81 on Saturday or Friday
was
completely understandable. The conditions that day were terrible. There were a lot of high scores that day, so nothing to be embarrassed about that. But that next yesterday, Russ, the conditions were fine yesterday. She shot the worst round by, I think, 3 shots yesterday of anybody in the field, and that is, if we keep equating her with maybe the female Tiger Woods, we're doing a Tiger a huge disservice, because Michelle is not in that realm right now. To just show up and not care about your round, which is what that score evidences to me, is completely embarrassing. She should be embarrassed that she posted that score yesterday in those conditions. I don't care if she's DFL. She needs to come to the party, show what she's got, and shoot something respectable yesterday, not just mail it in, which is what 81 tells me.
She might shoot another one today, because she's definitely I'm very sure she's in mail-in mode at this point as one of the first players off. She's going to be the first player off today out in Rancho Mirage, California, as last in the field. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic. That was our Tire Kingdom leaderboard report brought to you by Tire Kingdom. Service, brakes, batteries, and more. Call 1-800-NEW-TIRE to be directly connected to your closest Tire Kingdom. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back. Joe Steranka, CEO of the PGA of America.